You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Holiday meals can be very stressful. This year, bring Sonny's home for the holidays. Choose a whole smoked turkey meal, spiral cut honey glazed ham meal, or smoked turkey breast meal. Each meal comes with your choice of three delicious sides. You can order a la carte. Holiday meals are available through December 31st and can be picked up hot when ordered within 24 hours. So call and place your order today. Having a party? Call our catering staff. The number to call is 866-697-2872. Sonny's wishes you a delicious and happy holiday. For more information, go to the website catering@infiregroup.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. Welcome back.
Second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And Chris, we have a special song to play, don't we?
You already know.
Yeah.
No job is too tough for them. Believe me, they live up to their motto. Can do, will do, did. So, for the CBs, and with the assistance of the Armed Forces Radio Orchestra, Can Do, Will Do, the song of the CBs.
Thank you. of the orange or corn to print. The Navy wanted more of Uncle Sammy's kit. So we all joined up, and brother, we're in to win.
We're the Seabees of the Navy. We can build and we can fly. We'll pave our way to victory and guard it day and
Judy
night.
Judy Garland is. Sound like Judy Garland.
Like to introduce our special CB?
Well, I have a special guest on the list coming on now. His name is Pete Durante, and I know he doesn't mind if I say that he's 93 years old and one of the oldest CBs I know.
You know he's a cousin of?
And he is a cousin of
Jimmy Durante.
Hey, Pete, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Gary, you sound good.
Thank you. I got to let y'all know that, believe it or not, Pete drives me to my meetings once a month.
He doesn't sound like he's 93.
He's about 62, I think.
I'm sorry. You said he's 93 years
old?
He's
93, and he is
fit. Can't be.
He is.
Can't be.
Yes, he is. Tell us about yourself there, Pete.
Yes, Gary, I'm glad to talk to you and your members there. I'm Pete Durante, a World War II veteran, and I'm also a member of the Ireland X4 Castleberry Vets Club, which is a very good club here in Castleberry. A great club, and we meet every third Saturday at the Castleberry Club at 9 a.m., and they have free breakfast for new members.
Hey, Pete, if I could,
let's
get back into the little CBs there. We did a promotion there. Thank you. The CB started right after Pearl Harbor in 1942, and I want to bring back Pete back into the days of early CBs, because when he joined the CBs, CBs were civilians at the time, before World War II, and they were construction people on these islands out there, and they were just regular civilians. And when attacks came to these islands, they had no way of protecting and defending themselves in any way situation. So the Navy said, we need to take these guys and we need to enlist them into the Navy, where they can get their benefits and their health taken care of, and we can train them and teach them how to fight, and then to get out there and build and do what they had to do.
So how did
Pete joined one year after the CBs became the CBs.
1943?
Okay, it's yours now, Pete. Go for it.
That's very true, Gary. At the height of World War II, I was just 18, a senior in Brooklyn Tech High School. And I was called to the National Service. At the Induction Center in New York City, I was asked, what branch of service do you want? I said Navy, and was assigned to the Navy CBs, a new outfit which just started. Because during the war zones, they couldn't get contracts to go there. It was too dangerous. So that's why the Navy Department started the CBs, and that's how it came about. It was started in 43, and I went in about 44. I didn't know what it was, good or bad, but when they asked me what branch of the service, I said Navy, and I was soon on my way to Richmond, Virginia, to the boot camp. We went by train to Richmond, and then a steam engine in those days took us to Camp Perry, Virginia. We drilled in the hot Virginia sun, marched and so forth, and Virginia, it was hot in August and June and July and August. And after about 4 or 5 weeks, we were ordered to Davisville, Rhode Island for gunnery practice, where we had the BAR, Browning Automatic Rifle, the 03, and also carbines. And then after maybe 4 or 5 weeks there, we were sent to Quoddy Village, Maine, which was a training camp for to harness the ties that fell. There's a 30-foot drop in ties there, and Roosevelt had a project to harness the ties, but that had to be abandoned. But after we stayed there about maybe 4 or 5 weeks, we shipped out to San Pedro, California, and we boarded a Navy ship bound for New Guinea, 15,000 miles away from Brooklyn. So I was kind of a little bit homesick, to tell you the truth. But being that when you're young, you don't worry too much about things. Our troop ships dropped anchor in a deserted river at the tip of New Guinea. There was no dock there, no landing facilities. So we had to go over the side with a full pack rifle and so forth. We had to land at a very desolate spot, and we had to set up a tent camp, which we did. And we did have good equipment, and very brave men were there, and that's how we got our start. So. After a short time there, maybe I'll say about 5-6 weeks there, we were ordered to go to north central New Guinea at a town called Hollandia, and that time we had to build the 7th Fleet headquarters for the Navy in Hollandia, and what I worked at was I was on a survey crew. And we did roads and also a tank farm for fueling for ships, fuel tank farm. And later on, after that our assignment, we built a hospital receiving station made out of all Quonset huts and fully equipped, and that was at Oro Bay. And at the time. There was not too much danger because at that time the Japanese were pushed north and so forth, and we were behind the lines. So, Gary, what else did you want to know about this?
I think you've done pretty good so far there, Pete. You showed what the Navy Seabees were all about, and that we go in and we build and we fight, and
right.
Not only that, but we had to protect. We had to protect. If we built a bridge, we had to stay there and protect that bridge until the Marines came in or whatever, and they took on over, so we could move on to another project.
Right. We were always working with the Marines, but they had already advanced quite a bit when I arrived. However, we were able to defend ourselves, and we only had maybe one or two snipers attack our camp, some Japanese snipers, but they were quickly eliminated.
If I could,
but
Pete.
Most of the action was a little bit above us.
If I could, Pete, I just want to interrupt for a second when you said we're snipers. People don't realize. I was a dozer operator. So the operator, the dozer operator, and then had us on the back of the dozer, and he was for the snipers in case we. But the thing is, people don't know the day being out here because we're in a big open field. Me do the and the for sound and everything else and go attack, and you can't tell that bulldozer shh be quiet buzzer, you know, it's right out there in the open. And at sometimes that if we were on attack, what we call water buffalo, they would bring, that was a water tanker, people didn't know we carried water. Well, if we they had a water buffalo, where the operator of the water flow would come on out and everybody tank it to their safety, correct? I think we lost Pete.
No,
so that's, you know, we had to watch for ourselves, too. So, yeah, you got anything you want to add what we did?
Well, Gary, you covered it very well, and I'm happy to take you to the meeting every month.
Thank you.
And the one thing, too, Gary, is that, you know, we all had protection because when we first landed in New Guinea there, at the tip of New Guinea, right. The whole outfit was had dysentery and we were all laid up for.
Yeah.
But however, I was able to, you know, do the best prayers I and my mother farm and family were praying,
uh-huh.
And in three days we got over that and was able to continue on. So I will say that having a parent who guides you through Sunday school and so forth makes a big difference in life. And I owe it all to my mother's prayers and family that I was able to go through that experience, no injuries or whatever. And it was educational because we did learn surveying, and you learned bulldozer work, and there was physicians and all who came in and got degrees, got right away immediate ratings. There was plumbers, electricians, and we had very good equipment. So It's a Grouset, and it's still Gary.
What's good about the Seabees? Very tight organization. It's a specialty
right.
group, and we are all family.
Well, Pete, thanks for coming
thank
on
you
board.
For
great to hear from you.
Thank
you very much for your service.
Good
well,
you so
thank
much.
You very much for having me, and the Seabees can do, will continue when the queue in it.
Absolutely. I wore my greens too, Pete.
Thank you, son, board.
All right, Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
We have another caller online that want he called
no,
in.
No, Michael.
He
no,
went off?
No.
Yeah, that, he called
was,
in because Gary.
Yeah. What's maybe it? He'll call back.
No.
Yeah.
Couldn't hold. You no. wanted somebody to call in.
Oh, the number to call in is 406-94-1680. Please
that's
call
not
in.
I, that's not what I said. You what? Told someone to call in. They called in. Couldn't hold.
Oh.
You're listening to Blind Beyond. See you on the other side. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond.
A company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. BrailleEye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The BrailleEye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The BrailleEye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the BrailleEye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Realize that in only years you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march as you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the mobile voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march. Voice your opinion and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VOTECdesignforall.com. That's VOTECdesignforall.com.
Logan, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It's loaded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. You have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take anywhere that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille? Improve your skills. The Braille Coach will help you get there. With Care Credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 8962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Connecticut.
Don't get our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape at $34.99 with any 6 Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our site at logantech.com.
What is a gated APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polara has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polara's Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polara's Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible than speakers, push button, and raised tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternate formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of street you will be crossing in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polara urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is your host, Mo. You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio. Well, say we are the between the sighted and the vision pair blind community. And sighted folks, if you're listening to this show, you can anytime you want, including trivia. The phone number to call, wish you would, 407-894-1680. We have a call on the line right now.
We do. We have
her name is Donna from Sanford, Florida.
Correct. Hello, Donna.
Are you there?
Yes, here I am.
Hey, Donna.
How you doing?
Hi there. Peter Durante's daughter.
Well, I never haven't got a chance to meet you, but Dad is a very special man to me.
He's, yes, he is, and we're just so grateful that he's so he's an example, you know, because he's very active and he doesn't let anything slow him down. And you know, he tells us all his stories about the CBs, and we're very those you know years that he played the country and all that.
Absolutely. And I tell you,
you sound like his granddaughter. No, sound like his daughter.
She'd be my age.
No, I'm a lot younger than he is.
But I tell you what, he did very good.
He sounds young. I mean, Gary, he sounds young on the air.
Donna, we have something in common. My dad is not half a World War veteran. He lives with us.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? It's a good experience for the family.
Yep, he has all his faculties. He just doesn't bop around a lot like your dad.
I tell you what, I asked Pete to do this because I've been doing this radio show for a long time, especially Veterans Day, and I asked Pete to be my special guest, and he's so excited all week long wanting to do it, and he called me and said he's all ready, and yeah, he did a really good job.
I'm back on. Yeah, I'm back on again.
Hey, Pete. You did an excellent job, Pete, and your daughter called in.
Gary, my son called me. He said, I caught that. He's down in South Florida.
Okay. Well, now you're a radio star, Pete. I made you a radio star.
Donna gets a joke to read here. It says,
hope it's clean.
A bachelor is a man who never makes the same mistake once.
Very good. Very good.
All heiresses are beautiful. And that man is a Christian holding four ace.
All right.
Okay, well, okay,
thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We got to move on,
Donna.
Buddy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Donna. Peter.
Thank you.
Have a good Sunday. We have another caller, Gary.
Okay.
I think this is for you. DJ from Cloud is back online.
DJ.
Hello, DJ.
Hello, Gary. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. The show?
I am. I promised you yesterday when I met you I would take a listen. Well, therefore, I'm sitting in my studio at home listening to y'all show.
Well, thank you so very much, and I hope you become a listener to our show each every week.
I think that will...
Well, that's good. So, what you got to say for yourself and about yourself?
You know, I heard y'all running the ad, Lighthouse, earlier.
Right.
I'm actually employed by Lighthouse, actually. I work in their call center.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's nice. How that?
Lighthouse.
I'm going on two years now.
Wow. And how did that come about?
I don't really know. It just happened one day. I got a call from Sharon McDonald, and I was actually asleep when she called me. She interviewed me over the phone, and I'm like, okay, but I'm just waking up. And she's like, I just got a few questions. Well, a few questions turned into like 10, and I went to go see the manager over there and was hired, and that's how that happened.
That's terrific. Yeah, we know Sharon. She's been on the show.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. With her Jamaican accent, I'm so sure.
Yeah.
Who's he talking? Who's he talking? What's Sharon?
DJ, and Sharon interviewed him over the phone 2 years ago when he got the job.
Which Sharon?
Sharon McDonald. From Lighthouse.
Oh, that's very
like
nice.
Like you said, with the accent.
Yeah, Sharon's very nice.
Yeah. So we're glad you're enjoying
the
show.
So you're from St. Cloud?
I live in St. Cloud right now. I moved from Jacksonville, Florida in November of 2013.
Wait, I'm sorry. Is people live in St. Cloud? There's actually people
smart.
That live there?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Did we lose him?
I think we lost him.
I think Michael scared him away.
I scared him away?
No, I think we lost him.
Hello?
Oh,
yeah,
there he
is.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
And if, correct, did you become a new member?
New member of what?
He came to the GOCB, and I think he's signed up to be being a member of the GOCB.
Very How's he going to get there from St. Cloud?
He takes transportation.
Access links.
Why does Access Link come from St. Cloud?
It does. It's the farthest it goes right now.
What county is that? Osceola?
Osceola.
Yes. That's what I thought.
Where is St. Cloud? Is it below Kissimmee?
Yes.
But it's east towards 95.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They won't let me in there, though.
Well, we're glad you enjoy the show, and we hope you keep on listening.
Yeah, keep on listening.
Every
pass the
Sunday
word.
Night.
Pass
yes,
the word.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, y'all have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So.
So there's a listener, new listener from St. Cloud.
Right. So, Gary.
Yes.
You said you had another interesting recipe. Dennis up there in PA, if you're listening.
Dennis, you're listening.
Let's hear what you're going to say. Let's hear.
Well, it sounds good.
This is a, which one? I'm going to do
this. You said the ribs and the sauerkraut.
Ribs and the sauerkraut.
Okay. What if you don't like
sauerkraut? I would eat that, but.
Or do you want me to do goulash?
No,
pass on goulash.
Okay. Sauerkraut. Ribs and sauerkraut. You got to have a big baking pan.
Roasting pan.
A big, deep one. And then I'll go ahead and peel up a bunch of potatoes, put them in a pile down at the bottom.
Don't go fast, Gary, because they're going to absorb all this.
All right. Peel potatoes. After you peel the potato, cut it in half, and then put as many potatoes in as you want. I do quite a few because it's good for leftovers.
Any water in the bottom?
And put a little water. Not a lot of water. A little water. Because the steam, you need that steam there. And then you go ahead and you make a pile of that. Then you go ahead and you get some baby carrots and place all around the outside of the pile of potatoes you have.
Like decorations.
Right.
No, but it's nutrition.
Nutrition. And then you go ahead and get you a rack of ribs. I sometimes use baby back ribs. And cut each rib bone, meat to bone, meat to bone, meat to bone, all the way down until you got them all cut off. So you don't have to do that later when they're hot.
I wonder if the butcher could do that for you.
Easier
to pick it up like that already cut.
Possibly ask.
I think he probably could.
But then now place those ribs upon the pile of potatoes. Mm-hmm. All the way across. Now take you some sauerkraut. Well, you also salt and pepper it. And then take sauerkraut and place it all over the top of those ribs.
Wow, that does sound good.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're done. All you got to do is set your oven for 3 minutes.
Wait. I think what about covering the roasting pan?
Well, that's not, I'm getting to there.
Okay.
What about the hot sauce?
Hot sauce you add later, Michael. That's for individuals that want hot sauce.
Right, doesn't need it.
So now what you do is set your oven to 350. Like I said, make sure you have a little water in the bottom of that pan because it's got to steam a little bit.
Preheat the oven.
If you're blind, how do you know it's 350?
Because it's actually from top. If you turn from the very top and bring that top piece all the way down to 6 o'clock, that's 350.
Are you sure it's universal?
That's universal.
Oh, wow.
From the very top at 12 o'clock, bring it down to top all the way down to 6 o'clock. That should be 350 right there.
You check, Lynn, see if he's correct.
Well, I have a digital, though. I don't have a knob.
So now what you do is you cover your pan, put it in the oven. Now this is simple. You preheated that oven for maybe 10, 15 minutes, depending on, well, just make sure you got it at 350. Now put it in an oven for 2 hours. Bring it out, uncover. Mm-hmm. Leave the pan on top of the stove now and put it back in for 30 minutes.
Sounds pretty easy.
Only. Pull it on out and that meat falls. You don't even need teeth. You just use your lips to chew it. I mean, it just is delicious. And you got the sauerkraut flavor down in the taters and the carrots. And yum.
Don't forget the
Chris,
hot sauce.
Are you listening to this? I expect you to make this, Chris.
Yes. Somebody make
I'm sorry, I got mesmerized with the visualization and the way he's describing his food.
But do you have to cut the ribs first? Why can't
you
just
don't have
slab
to. I just do
there.
That. So you, me being, it's hard to grab the ribs and try to cut them, and you're burning your fingers while it's hot. And then by the time you get the ribs off, then your taters are cold. You know, this way you can just pull off how many ribs you want.
Chris wants to tell you something.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to eat the chicken salad right here, but you making this delicious, crumptious.
Sounds good.
Right.
And that is a 5-star meal right there for guests. You could have 4, 5, 6 people over and have
that. So who rated it 5 stars?
I did.
Oh. I thought it was the foodie, Orlando foodie.
I want to know how he liked my chicken salad sandwich.
Mike.
Well, he didn't make that chicken salad.
Yes, I did.
But you didn't have
I mean, you made the sandwich, but you didn't chop up the chicken.
But you didn't have hot sauce on it, Michael.
No, I was going to. I'll tell you the truth. But I figured you were going to eat it. Some other people were going to eat it. I didn't want to do it.
I think it was the chicken itself, the way the mayonnaise was crisped.
I put extra mayonnaise, yeah.
Oh, my God. And how it just... The savory of the rye bread or the poppy seed bread.
That's his favorite bread, the
poppy seed.
The Italian bread with the poppy
seed.
Yes.
And I put mayonnaise on each side.
Yep.
See, Michael had to camp out here all day, so he came prepared.
So he came ready.
He brought everything but the tent.
That's funny.
And I tell you what, a week ago, we could have had a tent when I was in a recording studio making a commercial.
I'm very proud of him.
Because it was in there.
I thought he'd be falling asleep here tonight, but he's wide awake. Yeah,
because I'm putting out a good show for him.
He's going to crash later.
So, Chris, did you get that sour cotton ribs and all that recipe? He's talking
on
the phone.
Well, I have time. Let me see. I got 3 minutes. I have to do another PSA, so hold on. This is also for Lighthouse Central Florida, and this is really unusual, and I looked them up. This coffee just sounds unbelievable. So this year, they would like you to send the gift of specialty organic coffee and help support the programming at Lighthouse Central Florida. And this company is in DeLand, believe it or not. Lighthouse is pleased to partner with DeLand, Florida-based roastery. It's called Brayting. If you want to look it up, they have a Facebook page and a website. B as in boy, B-R-E-Y-T-I-N-G, Brayting Community Roaster, for a special fundraising initiative. And through your purchase of a two-pack order, Brayting will donate $5 to support Lighthouse Central Florida. So now that morning cup of joe comes with some added benefit beyond the much-needed aromatic and flavor buzz. And here's how it works. So you go to www.communityroaster.com/organic-coffees, and that's plural, coffees. Or you can call Brayting Rep. I don't know if you'll remember this, but 407, it's actually on Lighthouse's Facebook page, 407-902-3208, and then you select the blends that you want, and it's a two-pack minimum per order. And then at the checkout, you just enter the code, which is Lighthouse CFL. And Lighthouse would like to thank you for your support. So if you buy coffee, $5 goes to Lighthouse, and you get a two-pack. It's a two-pack order. So I'll tell you more about that next Sunday also. And the website, once again, is communityroaster.com/organic-coffees. And it is a local company in DeLand, Florida. And the names of their coffees are Monster, Elvira.
What?
Yeah, Invis. They have a decaf coffee that's supposed to be really good. And I looked it up. They're flavored. Some have chocolate and
coffee
cinnamon.
Name Elmira?
Yeah, but they're unusual. Some of them
Elvira.
Are a little bit, they have coffee, cinnamon, a little bit spicy. Yeah.
Did
One's
say
called
Elvira?
A snake bomb.
A snake bomb?
Yeah, you got to look at this.
Yeah. Did you say Elvira?
Yeah. Listen, we got Tanya from Winter Park.
And Robert from Valley Forge.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Tanya, how you doing?
Are we going to break, though?
I'm good, Chris.
Hey, Tanya.
Hey, Gary. I'm going to tell you, I felt like Chris did. He was visualizing that fairy and sauerkraut, and so was I, and it just made my supper I had just lousy.
I always make you hungry with my commercials and everything.
Well, I tell you, next time you cook it, call me, because I'll come over and help eat it.
I'll do that.
But I was telling Chris, when he cooks it, call me, and I'll make cornbread and bring it over.
There you go.
Cornbread. She loves that cornbread.
But it sure did sound good, and I appreciated it myself.
So how are you enjoying the show this evening?
Oh, it's good. Oh, and I really enjoyed the gentleman that called. It was a CB from
Pete,
the time he was 18 and
yep.
93 now. Golly.
Yep.
And still has his wits about him and remembers everything like that. That's
we got to let you go because we're going to a break.
Stay tuned for
Thanks for calling.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Robert, hold on. We'll be right to you after these messages.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. 1-800-516-1418. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Holiday meals can be very stressful. This year, bring Sonny's home for the holidays. Choose a whole smoked turkey meal, spiral cut honey glazed ham meal, or smoked turkey breast meal. Each meal comes with your choice of three delicious sides. You can order a la carte. Holiday meals are available through December 31st and can be picked up hot when ordered within 24 hours. So call and place your order today. Having a party? Call our catering staff. The number to call is 866-697-2872. Sonny's wishes you a delicious and happy holiday. For more information, go to the website, catering@infiregroup.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
We're back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. And believe me or not, we have someone from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, by the name of Robert. Robert, are you there?
How are you doing, folks?
Hey, Robert. How you doing, Robert?
First, I want to thank Gary for his recipe. I'm going to try that this week.
Thank you.
Second, for all the servicemen and servicewomen listening to your show tonight, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your service. It was greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
And Michael, I wanted to listen to you on that other radio station today, but I didn't take very good notes last week. I couldn't find you on TuneIn Radio. Can you give the station and call letters again?
It's 1600 WNTF, like Frank.
I don't think that they have an app yet for TuneIn Radio.
Yes, they do. She said they do.
She does?
Yeah,
she said. Looked.
Well, not, I don't know if it's TuneIn, but they have an app for the radio.
Yeah, well, maybe Chris.
Okay, WNTF. I will go looking for that for next week.
WNTF 1600 on the dial.
Well, Robert, I got to ask you now, when you do cook this dinner, to call back and let me know how you did.
I will, Gary, because I'm used to doing ribs as barbecue.
Okay,
this
good.
Is totally different, and I think I'm going to enjoy it.
I know you'll enjoy it. Well, thanks, Robert, for calling in.
Folks,
buddy.
Have a good week. Take
sure
care.
Thing. And now, what's up there, Michael?
Well, Michael getting ready to come by here. He'd step out just
for
a tad
bit. I know,
he's
always walking in and out of here. Now, he knows I can't see, so I go, okay, no, Lynn,
like
no, Michael.
You can't see?
It's my mic. Everybody's gone. See ya.
What's the matter? You can't see?
You know what? I don't need you.
You can't see? I'm right here.
Okay, I'm glad you're here.
I'm right here.
What do you got to say for yourself, Michael?
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm very excited. You've been a good co-host today for both shows.
Thank you.
And had fun with you.
Thank you.
And all I can say to you is you're a good friend, you're a good co-host, and I can't believe that you didn't know that I was sitting here all the time. It just does the show. And you also said I made a good sandwich.
You did. You did. I'm proud of you, Michael. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so
much. I think we're going to go call your guest, Gary. That's
okay.
What we're going to do. I'll be right
back. All right.
So, Sinclair?
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
For the folks outside of Orlando, we just did a show, an oldie show. It's called Mickey G's Rock and Roll Heaven. Yep. And it was 7 hours from 12 to 7. I enjoyed every minute of it. I really did. People say, you're tired? No. I'm too juiced up because...
You got the adrenaline flow, Michael.
Oh, more than that. Yes, I waited all my life to do that show, and I can't wait to do it every Sunday. It's really enjoyment of my life. I love doing Blind and Beyond radio show.
Well, I was proud that you asked me to come in and be part of your day.
Well, you're quite welcome. I love doing Blind and Beyond radio show, but I love playing those oldies. It brings back memories in my life when I was a kid, and I love talking about each performer, what they've done, what they're doing, how they died, and where they're from. So it's not just a show playing a music. We talk about the artists a little bit.
A lot of history.
A lot of history.
A lot of history.
So we enjoy the show. So I hope you get a chance to listen.
Paul is on.
Oh, Paul.
Mickey G's Rock and Roll Heaven.
All right. Well, we got a special guest of mine calling in now, seeing it's Veterans Day today. So. Is he on the phone now?
I believe so.
Chris is my man on the phone now.
Yes, sir.
And I would like to introduce my great friend, longtime friend, from the Blinded Veterans Association, Paul Kaminsky. How you doing there, buddy?
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
Hi, doing Paul. Great. Thank you for your service, Paul.
Yes, sir.
So what do you got to say and tell us all about this BVA that is so great for all of us blinded veterans, how they handle us?
Well, you know, we just celebrated our 72nd anniversary here in Jacksonville, Florida, the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who just had a stunning overtime victory. So go Jacks. And the BVA is of course our voice in Washington D.C. and throughout the VA system and network and medical centers, and gives us access to all our prosthetic aids that help us fight or compete with our sighted partners in the real world. I know you're a recipient of a lot of the equipment that we're allowed to get through the through the VA, and everything that the VA gets is basically due to BVA's efforts congressionally. So that's it in a nutshell. You know, without the BVA, we'd probably be still in the darkness. And the advances that go on through the veterans community feed over into the civilian community.
And so I'd like you to explain something, Paul, about the BVA and, you know, the equipment that they go to Washington and get the money and the funding for the VIST programs to work with us. And so we can get this equipment and stuff that helps us daily. Just for example, right now I had I've got a talking thermostat. And, you know, I call up and I said, my thermostat is gone. It don't work no more. And the VIST coordinator goes and goes to prosthetics and orders me another talking thermostat. I mean, because I live alone and I can't adjust the temperatures by myself by seeing a thermostat turning the dial. So there's lots of different things out there that's offered to us that makes our daily living a whole lot easier.
Well, I still remember you trying to start a charcoal fire with toilet paper, or what was it?
Paper towels and
paper
lighter
towels,
fluid.
That's what it was. And,
but we still had to
cook. Went out to the gas grill that was sitting in your garage. Yep. That was pretty cool.
Yep.
Yes. Well, that's the main thing is, you know, you, me, many of us are service-connected for our blindness.
You're right.
And part of the BVA's, you know, mission is to make us compete with our sighted partners.
Well, a lot of people don't know out there, too, that, Paul, that if you're in service, a lot of people go out there, they're out there blind right now, and they say, well, I'm blind, but, you know, nobody's there to help me. They can't do nothing for me. You know, no, you're wrong. You need to go see your VIST coordinator at the VA. And it doesn't matter if you got diabetes later in life, and if you're going blind, you're a blinded veteran. and they're going to take care of you, correct?
Well, one of the things that BVA worked 8 years in Congress trying to get was transportation for blinded veterans that were not service-connected and were over a certain financial threshold to get them transportation paid for so they can go to the blind rehab centers, you know, one of the 13 blind rehab centers that are around in the United States. And for 8 years, we fought in the halls of Congress trying to get that one aspect through, of which 2 years ago, we finally got that through. So, you know, it's a long road for BVA, but without the BVA, you know, we would have any of this stuff that we were eligible for. And you're right about the non-service-connected veterans, meaning they weren't blinded in service. That's the difference between the two. Is
right.
Service-connected means they're blinded in service. Something happened while they were active duty. And non-service-connected means they became blind afterwards, either
diabetes,
an auto accident, through age-related diseases or some other stuff. And so the BVA works for both sides of the house. In other words, if you're a veteran, and don't forget those guys that are out there, the Mr. Magoos, if you know what I'm talking about, they don't realize that they are blind because they can see.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes 2,200. And I remember when I was 2,200 and in Virginia where the special glasses I had, at 2,200, I was still eligible to drive. And I was still active duty in the military because I was still able to keep up with my job. But as the disease progressed, you know, I finally gave up that Mr. Magoo complex of, you know, I'm not really blind. I can function throughout the world. But there are those services, if you're 2,200 or worse in the best eye, or your field of view is, I believe it's 20 degrees, you are legally blind and eligible for all these services that the VA can provide. And the reason we ask for membership in the BVA is because we have a louder voice the larger the group is.
You know, can I say one thing, Paul?
There's 48,000 blinded veterans in the VA system right now today, and there's an estimated 100,000 yep. blinded veterans in the United States.
And Paul, to let them know that it's affordable to become a member. Tell them how much it is.
Well, no. Last year we had a trial thing of $20 for lifetime membership.
Wow.
Okay, and at last convention I tried to make that permanent, and it failed by a lack of 4 votes, you know, because you needed 2/3 to change the bylaws permanently, and we lacked 4 votes from having that 66.67. And so right now the dues are, of course, the cheapest of all the veteran service organizations. I believe it's the highest is $80 and the lowest is $50. But hopefully next August at the next convention, I will be able to get this thing through it and find those extra 4 votes.
We hope so.
And, hope so, but still.
Then hopefully our dues will be $20.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
Thank you so much
thank
for
you
sharing
so
all
much.
About the BVA.
Yep.
We appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay.
And I
want to
thank
service.
You for sending us all the commercials that we do on the show.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. We have to go.
Thanks,
see you next year, buddy.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care.
We're going
bye-bye
to
now.
Break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Hello.
Braille
Ally, a company that believes in the independence of visually impaired people, has developed an amazing tool that will help you independently read anything, anytime, and anywhere in Braille. Braille Eye is a pocket-sized, portable device which converts text to Braille. The Braille Eye device uses a built-in camera to scan any text and convert into Braille language. Also included is a vibration system that will direct you to the text so that you may get a clear shot with the camera. The Braille Eye product will launch in December, so next month, November, submit your pre-order request. Visit BrailleEye.com for more exciting information about the Braille Eye. If you have any questions, you may write to hope@BrailleEye.com. That's BrailleEye.com.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you want to call in, you better call in soon because the show is almost over. 407-894-1680. Lynn, wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Okie dokie. We have four minutes. So anyway, next week, November 19th, we're going to have the honor of having Elsie Benson coming to the studio as our guest host. And Elsie is an administrative coordinator at Lighthouse Central Florida, and there's another story behind that as far as how we know Elsie. We'll tell you all about that next week. And also Doug Town will be calling in from drglobal.com to talk about accessible voting and vote tech. So that's the lineup for next
Sunday. If you
want
to hear an interesting story,
tune in next week
about two blind people, myself and the young man who's going to be appearing next week gentleman who's blind now.
Yeah, let's not tell them.
I'm not going to tell you the story because it's a very interesting story.
Yep.
And if I could, I'm just going to mention one number.
What's your wrap-up, Gary?
Finish it tonight. I just want to let everybody know if you're on the travel and you're on the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and we don't want you to miss the show, you need to call 518-712-0057 free to listen to the show. I'll say it again one more time, 518-712-0057. Don't miss any of our shows because you're on the travels.
And if you want to go to and you want to listen to any show that you missed, you can always go to Blind and don't forget the and Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org and listen to any show that you've missed. You can listen to it all there. All the archives is there.
What do they do, Michael, if they want to talk to you, give comments about the show?
They can write to us at Michael@BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. Michael@BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blind. So you want to write, put down Michael@BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org.
And
if you want to go to our website, it's BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org.
And don't forget to go to our Facebook page, please, and like the page and join in the discussion. So good night, Michael.
Good night, darling. I really
night,
miss you
Gary.
Today.
Good night.
Doing the show with me.
Good night,
I miss
Chris.
You a lot.
Have a good evening.
Chris, thank you very much for doing the show with us. And Marcus, if you're still here, thank you so
thank
much.
You
did
Marcus.
A great job, Marcus, for this.
Yep.
Marcus said, you're welcome at a distance.
Yep.
And y'all be safe now. We love you.
That's
take
right.
care. Love you
see
all.
You next
stay
Sunday
well.
Night.
Take
have
care.
A good week.
Bye.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up.